Mills Daily.
Another one?
Chris, are you ready to do your thing? Walkies?
Go on, pigs.
Easy Radio.
One, turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the industrial revolution.
And for that, we can all be grateful.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's bangers, the caller is brilliant. Normally doesn't listen live, so it's his first time listening live. Listens to us in the middle of the night normally on this podcast. He's got a great name, and we offer 3 choices because of his name instead of the normal 2, which is cheating, but it's a one-off.
I love him. I think he should be man of the match today. Not that we do that any other day, but man of the match.
Yeah. Tave is man of the match. You'll hear him on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Also, Hayley Williams reviews her own live lounge. And it's just a struggle not to laugh on Funny Business.
One.
What a strange morning.
It was mad, though. I think we need to talk about it a little bit more.
So, this morning, what me and Chris have started to do a little bit more is try and have a productive, like, breakfast meeting every now and again. Because I know it sounds like we're just asking about on the radio, but sometimes, like, we do like to plan stuff.
Like to organise, yeah.
And you know, like... So I call it a power breakfast.
Well, yeah, and I like that name for it as well. It's good. The thing is, a lot of the ideas me and Scott have late at night in a pub, whereas the power breakfast offers something different. It offers order. We write things down.
Yeah.
It feels like we get more done, to be honest. It's kind of pub for ideas, power breakfast for organisation.
Like many people have actual meetings. That's what exactly, that's exactly
so
what it is.
Yeah, that's true. It's like we think we're doing a normal job by having meetings. However, it is just me and him. But it's a start. Look, we're trying our best to give you the very best radio that we can do. And this can only help.
I want to do them more. I walk out feeling so productive. I feel like I've had a really, really productive day. I feel that we've got stuff done.
So anyway, we tried somewhere new today for the power breakfast, right?
So it's a place that's just reopened. It used to be...
arguably Britain's most affair-y hotel.
Yeah, it used to be, if you're having an affair in London, that's where you go.
That's where you go.
It's got a lovely view of London town.
No, it was perfect. It's got a lovely view and disgustingly cheap rooms.
Yeah, perfect. If you're having an affair. Anyway, they've redone it up now and it's kind of gone a little bit hipstery, actually. Of course there's crushed avocado on toast. That vibe. However, it's nice, but...
Odd vibe from the start.
Very odd vibe from the start. So I went to pay. This is just one of the things that happened. I went to pay, put my card in, all good. Yep, thank you very much. Then he's like, and the service is great. He's like, sir, have a wonderful day. And then he puts his hand out. I'm like, I left him hanging for ages. I'm like, okay, he wants me to shake his hand. Like we've just done some kind of business deal. All I've done is paid the bill. So he's like, sir, have a wonderful day. Puts his hand out. I'm like, what do I do? So I shook his hand.
Yeah.
And then he comes around to your side of the table once again. Sir, have a wonderful day.
And shook my hand as if we've just, you know, brokered some sort of mega deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was very odd.
And is this a new thing with waiters? And if so, let's bring it on. Let's get them all shaking hands, I think.
Yeah.
You give someone a pizza, whatever, like, just shake hands afterwards.
If anything like this has happened to you after you've paid a bill in, like, a cafe or a restaurant, can you let me know whether it is, a handshake, a high five, a kiss, whatever it is? I've never experienced it before. Right, we're talking about people that have alarms in their workplace yesterday to signal the start and end of the day and sometimes even lunchtime. So in a lot of factories and other places that people are listening to us right now, there will be, or have been in the last 20 minutes, an alarm going off going, what? Lunchtime. I didn't even know these were a thing.
No, but I also love that as well because it's, you know, this show is on at lunchtime and I love this idea now. I think we need to... do more with it. Maybe we need an alarm that sounds during the show. I don't know. But it feels like it's happening in a lot of workplaces listening to Radio 1 right now.
Yeah.
So we should embrace.
So we've got a company that is prepared to show off their alarm to us at 1:40. If you've got one in your workplace as well, let me know on 81199. The shaking hands thing, by the way, in the restaurant is apparently the number one way of basically going, give me a tip.
Ah.
Well, I'd added gratuity to the bill. Does he want a tip on top of that?
Tip on tip, that.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Lucy in Brighton, who is the biggest fan of Hayley Williams and Paramore in general. So she's got this solo project. I love the new track, Simmer. And Hayley did a version of Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. She will critique her own performance at 3:10. We'll get Hayley back in. Talk about workplaces and factories that have these alarms that signal lunchtime. Hey, Liz.
Hi there.
You've got one of these alarms in your workplace.
Yes, we have a steam-powered hooter at our Tiptree Jam factory. It goes off to signal the beginning of the day and the end of the day, and also start and finish of lunchtime.
Incredible. Love it. Why steam-powered? Is this just something really old that's just stayed there?
Yes, it's powered by the jam factory. Nobody knows exactly when it started. It's as long as anyone can remember. We've been making jam since 1885, and there's one gentleman here, David Cross, who's been here 60 years, and he says it's always been going, so a long time.
Age, isn't it?
No, the village of Tiptree sets their watch by it, so if it ever doesn't go off, we do get phone calls asking if everything's okay.
That's mad. So so jam time is the actual time?
Yes, yes.
Greenwich jam time.
Jam slam.
when it's New Year's Eve, then, does the hooter have a large one?
It's not Big Ben.
Yeah. Do you do it then?
No, it hasn't gone off for New Year's Eve that I'm aware of.
Are you allowed to fire it off for special occasions?
It would confuse people. We may get a few complaints.
Okay.
Tempting, but we haven't yet.
Obviously, your jam people, they know that we want to hear the horn, right? So we're going to hear it now.
Yeah, can we hear it, please? Here we go.
Yes.
How many times is this going off a day, please?
So it goes off at 8 a.m, then it goes off at 9 a.m, that means beginning of the day. Then lunchtime, it goes off at 12:30 to start lunch, 1:30 to finish lunch, and then 5 p.m, the end of the day, means go home. Or on a Friday, it goes off at 3 p.m.
Right, I mean, it does sound like a war is about to break out.
I think it sounds like when one of those guys blows into a shell. You know, like an Anchorman.
Yes.
Assemble! Jam people,
that, yes.
Assemble!
Does it get annoying, be honest?
No, not to me, no. Usually it means, yes, it's lunchtime. It usually means, yeah, something good. It
means, jam slam. Maya jammer. What are the jams, Scott?
I'm out.
Scott Mills.
The people of Tiptree in Essex can confirm that they can hear that for miles around that massive alarm. What are you saying about the village smelling amazing as well?
Yeah, someone's texting saying the village smells lush when they cook jam.
Jam
smells.
Right,
look,
so
that's mad, actually. If you are next to a factory, I've noticed that in Banbury. If you drive through Banbury, I've had this before, where the window's down, right, there's a massive factory. I think it's still there. And everywhere smells of coffee around there. So it's like everyone's awake.
But then, where was I when? Oh, yeah. When I went to Amsterdam, I went around that famous brewery there, the one that rhymes with Weineken. Oh. And that stinks. And not in a good way.
No.
That'd be the hops. Not for me.
New hops.
Yeah, they don't smell great.
But obsessed with villages where there's a massive factory that's like pumping out some sort of smell. Like,
right, so on Thursday's show, we're going to have Becky Hill on, who is our Tune of the Week. You know we love Becky. We've got so much time for her. She's got this track with Shifkey right now called Better Off Without You. And we want to try out our new thing, Love Island Live. So, for this, I am enlisting the help of Radio 1's Ariel Free. And it's going to be, this is what I'm seeing it in my head, right? It's going to be you and her, you're coupled up,
yes.
Okay? I'm going to send you somewhere here at the BBC. You and Ariel are going to have a fake argument, but Becky Hill is also going to be there. And as soon as the argument ends, she will burst into song, like on Love Island, only
brilliant.
She'll be there live.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Okay? Because they use Becky Hill's song so much when there's drama on Love Island, right?
It's got cringe written all over it, but could be wonderful as well.
So imagine you and Ariel finish your argument. I'll give you the scenario. Becky's like at another table. Spins around and belts it out. Yeah? Love Island Live. Keen for that on Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get into funny business.
Mate, it is one of my favourite times of the week, I think. This game is very childish. We always say this. You've got to be in a childish mood to enjoy it. So don't be one of those really stuffy people like, I don't want no fun.
Yeah.
you guys are awful, that kind of thing. No, we're going to be super childish for this next bit. Mm. Go with it.
This is a very immature feature. And that's what brings me the most joy about it, I'm not going to lie to you. So it's funny business. It's just a company with a ridiculous name. And we can't laugh. That's it.
That's the only rule.
You're going first.
Oh.
Here's my one for you, okay? So I found a number of a company. Obviously, I know what it is. Chris doesn't know who he's about to speak to. So don't laugh.
Hello, Victoria Wetwang.
Hello. Can you... Sorry, I just want to check I've got through to the right number. Who am I speaking to again?
Speaking to Harry at the Victoria Inn in Wetwang.
Victoria Inn Wetwang.
Yes.
Oh, incredible. Is Wetwang a place?
Yeah, a village near Driffield, Beverley, East Yorkshire.
Oh, okay. And are you a pub?
Yes, we're a pub.
I've rang other pubs before and they've said they're wet-led. You're not that, are you?
Sorry, what was that?
They say they're wet-led, which basically means they're drinks only, but I can get food at your place as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You're not wet-led in Wetwang?
No, we're not wet-led in Wetwang, no.
Right, and what else can I find at Wetwang if I was to go there? What other businesses are there?
There's a fish and chip shop just down the road. There's also another pub down the road. There's a place that sells woodworkings.
Very good. Okay, yes. Well, I might call through Wetwang at some point. If I do, thank you so much for the information you've given. I'll call into the Victoria Inn.
Certainly, you're more than welcome anytime. Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
No worries. See you later.
Nice one. Cheers, mate. Bye then. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
What friendly folk they are in Yorkshire, aren't they?
Right, but that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because that's a funny place name rather than just a funny business.
Great chat from you there, I thought.
Well, what else am I meant to ask?
I know, it's hard.
Because the town.
What else can I find in Wetwang?
Because you've broken the rules there a little bit. Because it's not actually a funny business.
Okay, it's the place.
Is it? So I'm having to ask him questions about the local geography.
Okay, I'll stick to the company names in future.
I mean, I've clearly missed some jokes from what you're saying here. So perhaps if anyone can let me know where I slipped up with Wetwang, then please let me know.
Okay, my turn.
Good afternoon, Celtic Tossers.
Hello.
You all right? How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, very good, mate.
So,
how can I help?
Well, that's a very good question. I was literally just calling up about the company name.
Oh, okay.
Celtic Tossers, you say?
Yes. We teach people how to become effective tossers down in Cornwall.
Which is what?
So we throw axes down here. So we're tossers of axes.
In Cornwall?
Down in Petroro in Cornwall.
Now, I was in Cornwall last weekend, right?
Okay.
I saw no axe throwing.
Ah, well, we're right in the centre of, right in the town centre in Truro. We opened up like 4 weeks ago.
Oh, so you're quite new?
Yeah, very, very new. Going very well so far, though.
What makes people want to throw axes? Is it like a stress release?
It's very much a stress relief. Although, to be fair, if you throw angry, you're never any good at it.
Well, so what's the technique?
Well, there's a few things. So firstly, we've got a few different sizes to choose from. People often get more excited by the big ones, though.
Yeah.
You want to take a nice firm grip at the base of the haft.
Yes.
Don't squeeze too tight. Yeah. And then it's just a nice, straight, firm toss at the board.
All right, well, next time I'm down, I'm down.
Definitely. Come on in.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris from Celtic Tossers. So nice to speak to you.
Yeah, I'm the head tosser here.
Awesome.
See you later.
Good to know. All right, bye.
Bye.
Do you think he knew it was us?
It seemed like there was a good old plug there. Do you know one of our bosses?
I don't mind that, though. Yeah, go on.
One of our bosses was into the old axe throwing.
Right, hang on a second. Put the mics off. No, he wasn't.
Was he? Had a meeting with him recently, and I was like, what have you been up to at the weekend? You know, expecting a bit of time with the family and that. He was like, oh, I went... I don't want to do an impression. I was axe throwing.
Yeah. Thing is, though, there was a point where he probably had quite a lot of, anger to get out.
Yeah.
So fair.
Yeah, and what a release it sounds like it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's 23, in Kilmarnock. It's Tave. Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are we doing?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Not a lot, mate. How about you?
Yeah, it's all good here, you know. Now, I know you normally work night shifts, so you never listen to us live. This is the first time you're hearing us in the afternoon.
Yeah, as you said, I usually work night shifts, so it's always a podcast on, on BBC Sounds. Everyone get it while they can.
Oh, top man. Are you one of those that falls asleep to the podcast? So are we with you in bed?
No. I usually listen while I'm driving, like, you know, because you can play it through the car.
Yeah. Don't fall asleep there.
So, if you're listening to the Scott Mills Daily podcast from BBC Sounds, what time of day are you normally listening to us? Like 3 a.m. or something?
So, I mean, usually, I'll open my van in the car about 4:30 in the morning. As soon as I'm in the van, you're the first thing I listen to.
Okay.
Every morning.
Your full name, I am obsessed by and would quite like to have myself.
Right, if you would like it, yeah, you can have it.
Right, because it's a great Radio 1 DJ name. So what's your full name, please?
My full name is Tave, by the way.
Tave, by the way.
So good, yeah. Isn't it? It's almost like you're saying Tave, by the way, and then someone goes, yeah, what? And you must have to answer that every time.
Yeah, I'm the lottery at school and everything like that as well, yeah.
By the way.
everyone used to say, here's by the way coming, oh, by the way, I've got to tell you something, you know, just constantly on one.
Exactly.
Oh, Tave, by the way.
you get it.
Yeah, I got it. All right, here is my banger for you today, Tave, by the way.
Tave.
I love it, by the way.
Okay, so that's my choice, which is Justin Bieber with Baby.
Tave, by the way, I don't know if you know, but you get a choice in bangers. You can have that, Justin Bieber, Baby, or my banger choice today. She is a
builder. Yeah. Right, hang on.
Jerry Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Jerry Cinnamon. Jerry Cinnamon. Belter. You can have this if you want.
Okay, so give me a second here. Let me just get the facts right here. So we've got a caller from Kilmarnock on in Scotland, and your banger just so happens to be Belter by Jerry Cinnamon.
By the way, you're from Kilmarnock, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Kilmarnock. Chris, I'm not going to lie, this sounds scripted to me.
Yeah, it does. I've got another option if you would like it.
What's this?
You can choose. You can also choose this, which is my second choice today. So you can have Jerry Cinnamon, you can have Justin Bieber, or you can have this. Tave, by the way, by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
By the way, who decides the rules in this? Because I thought it's only meant to be two.
Well, yeah,
there you go. So you've cheated. Choices.
You've cheated already with Jerry Cinnamon. So.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I think we can get away with it. You know, it's not every day someone on the radio with the boys for the second name comes on, is it?
I hear what you're saying.
Well, I don't actually. I didn't hear half of it. But
by the way, who are you going to go for?
I'm going to have to stay true to my name, aren't I? Get the Red Hot Chili Peppers on, Scott.
How good would he be on University Challenge? Kilmarnock, by the way. Love him.
All right, Tave, by the way, your
by
track
the way.
Is on now. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's
a light on, heavy glow. BBC Sounds, music, radio, podcast. Hi, this is Gemma Collins. If you haven't heard my podcast yet, you're missing out.
Yes, I love cake. You know, right there and then, I was a very unique specimen of a woman.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I honestly can't tell you.
What, when, how?
Can someone tell me what causes a burp?
It is not the aliens intercepting.
No.
Get the full GC audio experience.
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Get downloading and subscribing on BBC Sounds. The way I tried to say I know you from before. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and now the light on, heavy glow.
Tave.
By the way I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Do you know what, Scott? I think we should have a direct line put into the studio that certain listeners can just call up to the show at any time. And I think Tave, by the way, needs to be needs to be one of them. And he should just, whenever he wants to be on the show, literally whenever he wants,
yeah,
he should just be able to phone up and we'll put him on.
See, there is like a, I don't know what this phone does, but there is like a random landline studio in here which never gets used. Well,
maybe we give him the number.
I think we just give this number
to Tave, by the way.
This phone to Dave, to Tave, by the way. Great idea.
Also, I'm going to say this now, it might slightly ruin bangers, but I'm going to put Joey Cinnamon in tomorrow with that song, so bring your best.
All right. Okay, I will do. I probably won't put Baby Bear Justin Bieber back in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There have been some cracking covers in the Live Lounge over the last couple of weeks. Remember last Thursday, Blossoms were in, covering Styles and Adore You.
Strawberry lipstick, state of mind. State of
mind. Very exposed, innit?
Oh, innit?
Very exposed.
I get so lost.
Just you there, innit? Just you.
Just me.
Would you believe it?
Bit help there. Then Bombay Bicycle Club graced us with the cover of Selena, Lose You to Love Me.
Oh, there we go.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I love the tingly bell.
Your block and spiel.
Glad you noticed.
That's expert expert music knowledge from me there. Oh, I love the tingly bell. That'll be a xylophone then, Scott. So, yeah, good covers. And they continue today with Hayley Williams doing Dua Lipa. We'll hear that with Hayley in the room in the next 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the tingly thing is a glockenspiel, not a xylophone. More expert music chat with me and Hayley Williams coming up in the next 10 minutes on Radio 1. Am I embarrassing with artists sometimes?
I think we both are. That's the beauty of both of us being here, is there's always one person to apologise.
Yeah,
I've noticed that.
They're not getting like an Annie Mac interview with us, are they? That's what I worry about. But
the problem is, other people say things with authority. Now, if Annie Mac says to an artist, yeah, you were really exposed, you sound exposed,
yeah,
right? When we say it, it sounds totally different.
Well, I sound like an idiot. Maybe I should try that, though, like in future, like, oh my God, that was so raw. And see what, and like actually lower my voice, like music interviews, like proper ones.
Do you know what we should do? Is get a load of phrases that Annie Mac says.
And then I redo them.
And then what we do is we write them down like this,
yeah,
scrunch them up,
and then
we
pick one out.
Put them in a hat and pick one out, yeah, and just be like,
Just felt so real.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly that sort of thing.
Right. And but you've got to like talk like down.
Maybe
like this.
The next artist that we do the review with, let's do that and we'll take it in turns.
Annie Mac
pick it out.
Yeah, Annie Mac Roulette.
Yeah.
So we'll listen to her show, we'll get some actual phrases from one of her good interviews.
Yes.
But then we'll throw them in there and see how ridiculous we sound when we say them.
Yes, and we'll just keep taking it in turns.
Great idea. Yeah. Oh, look, here's another email of the day. Thanks for sending these on, by the way. These are real-life emails that people just forward to me that have been sent to all staff at their workplaces.
Newsflash. Sorry to burst your magical bubbles, but unfortunately, the Spoon Fairy does not exist. Therefore, at the end of the day, the only people left to put the spoons that are in or around the sink into the dishwasher are your colleagues. It is not your colleague's job to tidy up after you. If you use a teaspoon to make a hot drink, either be nice, clean it and return it to the drawer for someone else to use, or if you don't fancy that, simply pop it in the dishwasher. Signed, Spoon Fairy Killer. P.S. The cup, plate, glass, knife, fork, etc. fairy also does not exist.
Can someone get that person some more work to do, please?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sometimes she's Hayley from Paramore, but today she's Hayley Williams. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's been some time, Hayley.
Yeah, it really has.
But here you are, back at Radio 1.
Yes.
And Radio 1 supported you like from the very start.
Literally, yeah. Yeah. We were really lucky. Mm.
And it is. It's on the agenda of things, isn't it? To come and do the Live Lounge, of
yes,
course. Is this something that you dread or something that you embrace?
Both, because I love the chance to be able to perform one of the songs in a different way or in a different atmosphere. I like that aspect of it. I like that it's live because I like a challenge and I apparently like torturing myself. But The covers are always a bit dreadful for me. When I look at the list, I've never felt older because I'm always like, oh, damn, I don't know these
What's
songs.
That one?
Seriously, and it's not a slight to anyone. It's just, I just feel out of loop. So
that's so funny. So then do you end up having to listen to these songs just
sometimes,
to try and pick it out?
Sometimes, but what generally happens is we get lucky. There's like one, and it happens to be one that we like. Like that happened with Passion Fruit last time around, and then this time, Joey, our bass player, who now is band leader for this project that I'm doing, he and I were looking over the list and we were like, we both loved that Dua Lipa song. So,
have you heard a new track?
I haven't, but you know, I'm so impressed and surprised by everything I've heard from this record so far.
Mm-hmm. So the new one is called Physical, but apparently the one after that is even better.
Oh, really?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, she's killing it.
Yeah.
She's everywhere too right now.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think New Rose is my favorite by her.
Yeah. Mine, I don't remember the name of it, but I wish I knew it. It's like I'll remember it later. Actually,
does it
can
list
I look?
The, is
yeah,
it that
can
you
I
know
one?
Dun, 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 dun.
No, that's New Rules.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna have to do this. If my phone buzzes,
that's
I'm
fine.
So sorry.
You're listening to Hayley Williams going through her phone.
For listening to me
on Radio 1.
On
gosh,
an iPhone.
It's the pressure of typing
it's
now
a,
as well.
I know.
Don't feel that pressure, okay? We've got time.
Like, oh, see, I forget that this
the,
one is
the
actually.
The nation can wait.
Do. Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay, I got it. That was really fast. Okay. I think it's Be the One.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's quite early duo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
I was not early on that. I was very late. But I think it's so cool.
Yeah. You sure that's the one? Ah, could be the one.
Yes.
That one. Yeah.
I love that. It's. I don't know what it reminds me of, but I love that is the one.
Yeah.
Is the one.
Wow, you just sang a
weird moment.
Thank you.
Okay,
no one ever sings to me. Thanks.
Hey, do you want to hear your cover?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm scared.
Here is Hayley doing Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now.
If you don't want to see me.
Hmm.
Did a 480.
Smooth.
Crazy.
Okay.
Thinking about the way I was in the heartbreak.
A little shaky there.
Baby, look at where I am.
I mess up on this line a little bit, maybe.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm all good already. So
yeah, I did.
Oh, you are a harsh critic of yourself.
I am.
You?
Oh, welcome to my brain. I love Melanie's guitar line. Her little guitar there.
If you wanna believe that anything could stop me.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't show up.
Ooh.
Don't come. Don't start caring about me now.
Yeah. Hayley Williams, your own live lounge, out of 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being the best thing you've ever performed.
A 9.
There we are.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give it a 9. Honestly, I said this earlier today, that today's the first time this band has performed together.
Wow.
I mean, what? We haven't even been able to rehearse that much. I was so nervous before we came here. I thought I was going to barf on into the microphone.
You don't hear that word enough.
No. Barf.
Barf. Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's very
90s, isn't it?
It's been a while. 90s, it is.
Showing my age.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much. It's so good to have you back. Thank you, Hayley.
Thank you.
Thanks for your live lounge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thanks so much, Hayley Williams, for coming in and also bringing back to life the word barf. And to start using it more. Dude, I nearly barfed. Nick in South Wales says, so out of everything that she was saying, Chris just got barf. Yeah. Like
no,
I said,
it was just good to hear the word again, wasn't it?
You don't come to us expecting an Annie Mac style interview. That's not our style, you know? Leave that to Annie. She's good at it. That's what she does.
Lol's too singing at her, though.
Yeah.
That was a weird moment. Sort of regret that.
Emily says, Hayley absolutely nailed that Dua Lipa cover. I hope Dua hears that. Phoebe says, thanks to the public education system, I missed this earlier, so thanks for playing it again. You see, it's good because a lot of people are, well, they can't hear it because they're at school or college. So I quite like doing the live lounge replay at this time. A lot of people are hearing it for the first time.
Yes.
Doug in Southampton says, oh, Hayley's voice is beautiful. And then he says a comment that we could easily drop in next time we do one of these interviews. That was so, so full. All right, we're going to do this next time, okay? So it's like, we'll do our normal, like, quite rubbish style of interview, and then one of us will hop in with, that was so full, and just see what happens. Scott Mills on Radio 1. Later in the week, Becky Hill, our Tune of the Week artist, will join us for some real life Love Island.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what I've just seen, I'm really pleased about this, that Boardmasters is back on this year.
Yes.
Pray for the weather, guys, pray for
yes.
the weather.
Yes.
I mean, it was a bit blowy. Remember last year? And we had to say on air, it was like, it's off.
That's right. Do you know what I like about this summer planning?
Oh.
It feels, and that excites me in itself.
I can feel the sun on my face just talking about it.
It's good that we're talking about Boardmasters, because for me, it feels like, right, let's get these plans in, let's get them made.
Yeah.
Summer is a-coming, people.
Have you played Boardmasters before?
No.
I did a while back.
Did you? I'd love to.
DJ set.
Good fun. Brackets, DJ set. It was a DJ set, was it? It wasn't a live...
Not a live performance,
no. Performance.
So it's 5th to 9th of August. It's such an amazing setting as well in Cornwall for Boardmasters. I'm glad it's back. Massive names as well. Skepta, Kings of Leon, the 1975. And then if you go further down the list, like, you've got... Like ones you might even miss, which are massive names, like Sam Fender, Mabel, The Big Moon.
That's where you can tell the class of a festival. When you look at the small print there, and it's ones that you really want to see, you know you're onto a good thing. I'm looking at Prosper here, small print.
Also in the small print, shout out to these people, who deserves more mentions, I think. Barefoot Bandits, they're on.
The Gentleman's Dub Club.
Andy Quick Band. The band Feet.
Alex the Astronaut.
Exactly. Shout out to all those guys, as well as, like, the, you know, the big names like 1975 and Kings of Leon.
Yeah. It's going to be wicked.
And also, if you did have tickets last year, I know you were disappointed at the time, but it was so windy, your hair would have been everywhere.
What do you call it when there's a year off as well? Glastonbury occasion does it, doesn't it? Isn't it a fallow year?
A hiatus.
Yeah, and do you know what? It just makes you want it more, doesn't
it? Yeah, so it's back in August. Good news.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or enjoy this podcast whenever you want on BBC Sounds.